Jay Ashcroft. He's a big supporter of libraries, and he makes some very insightful comments. Thank you.
Field Dirt Agreement, Oakmont Community.
Is it for unlimited or?
Yes.
You guys have any questions on it?
They've got others with us at different locations.
I don't.
Okay. Move to approve the Field Dirt Agreement binding between Taney County and Oakmont Community.
Second for discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
This is what I was starting to ask you earlier. I didn't get a chance to. Where it says here and after owner, how does that work?
Well, they're the community, and the Oakmont community, they own various pieces of the property, and that would be one of them, the address on there where we would take it.
There's a specific address that tells you where to take it.
It should be on the other page.
I was going to say I didn't. Oh, okay. I've just got this one.
The 2308 State Highway 86?
Yeah.
So it would always, you would just always take to that same place?
Yes. And they're, like I said, they've got different ones, different parts of the community that we've got unlimited on.
So
to where it's closer to where they may need to do work. Wherever they're going to do it.
Well, that's closer for us to drop it. If we need to get rid of material, we're not having to haul it. That makes sense.
I second.
All right, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Letter of support for drug court.
You guys want me to read it?
How long is it?
Not very.
Yeah, I'd go ahead and read it.
Says, Dear Honorable Judge Amy, we applaud the efforts of everyone involved in the Taney County Drug Court Program. Anytime an individual deals with his or her addiction, stops the illegal use of drugs, and becomes a productive citizen, Taney County benefits. Thank you for all that you do. Sincerely, all three commissioners. So move to approve and enter into the record the letter of support for drug court.
Second.
We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Records dispositions.
We have a records disposition letter or list to present to the commission ready for destruction. We'd like to seek your approval.
Yeah, I printed that off, but that's been several days ago since I looked at it. I can't remember any notes. I forgot left it up there. Okay. So all of that's according to the Secretary of State's list.
Yeah, so we have checked statutes. I've also submitted this list to all the department heads and elected officials that have records on the list, and they have all approved it.
I was just, it's just been several days since I looked at it, and I couldn't remember if I had any questions on it, but said the clerk's office has checked everything according to the statutes, and these all fall within that time limit, too.
Yes.
So I'll trust their judgment.
Do you want me to say pursuant to the RSMO on the...
Mm-hmm.
Pursuant to RSMO 109.230, subsection 4, move to approve the records disposition pursuant to RSMO 109.230, subsection 4, as presented by the Taney County Clerk.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Court orders.
We just have that one.
This morning just had the one court order, abatement number 300284, and it's a personal property paid abatement. The vehicle did not auto depreciate.
Label exhibit A.
You guys have any questions on it? It's a vehicle that is over the years, correct?
The vehicle is a
2008, so should have 2018 should have gone down to the correct. Move to approve Exhibit A, dated February
4th,
2019. Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
That's all I have today. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Financial statement.
Morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Signed. If you look at the top of your document, this information is provided by the treasurer's office. It's her year-end settlement. The next section is from your sewer fund and your judicial bond information. We do not have a levy. The bottom part is the liquid tax by year, and that comes from the collector's office. Each office has reviewed it. As you can see, we've already had the treasurer and the auditor sign off on it. They've reviewed it and signed off. Any questions?
In years past, I'm just trying to remember, did we add, I know we have the signature line down there, but in the statement up above, did we add their names as well?
Up above?
Yeah.
That's statutory. The part that's above is completely statutory.
In the past, did we not add Melanie and at the time?
To the bottom.
Just to the bottom?
Yes, because they're not required by law to sign it. Only the three commissioners and myself.
I understand that, but they're the ones preparing it.
I'm sorry, what?
So I understand that, but they're the ones preparing it.
No, they didn't. I prepared it.
Well, they went over it, made any corrections that were necessary, like the treasurer or anything she found she didn't agree with. She made the corrections, and then you implemented them. So they would have been
reviewed an
important part of it.
Yes. Well, yeah. That's why I added their signatures to the bottom, and that's how we've been doing it for the last few years.
Right. I remember requesting them. I remember the commission's time requesting them. I couldn't remember if it was also in the statement above or not.
No. That is the exact same setup.
Okay.
I just changed all the dates.
Gotcha.
And added the new auditor's name. And, of course, the first line is the ending information from the previous year. And then you can see your revenues and expenditures.
Noting that the auditor has agreed that the balance of the general revenue fund agrees with what we had in our 2019 audit report also.
Where it's labeled new judicial bond 2015 A and B, that's where it was refinanced, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be in there as new, not refinance of?
Well, that's how we did it last year. I thought about taking the new off, but...
I just didn't want to be misleading as far as... It was a refinance to save us right at $900,000 when we did that. Took advantage of the lower interest rates at the time.
I'm okay with it.
You good? Do we want to approve and accept or enter into record, or how you guys want to?
Well, if you read the statute down below, you're responsible for...
It just says that we certify the above before going as a complete and correct statement.
It says we've checked every receipt and every source and every disbursement of any kind.
That's right from the statute, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Then every time you approve accounts payable or payroll, that's what you're doing. Or transfers, warrants, etc.
Again, do you want the motion to approve and certify, or enter in a record? How do you want it? I really don't remember how we
done that. Well, it doesn't actually direct on that statute.
No, it doesn't. It just says we're by doing this, we're certifying.
Yeah.
That's why I was asking how you want it.
So we could approve it, enter into record.
That should be okay. Move to approve and enter into the record the financial statement for 2018 as presented by Donna Neely, County Clerk.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
I'll publish this in the newspaper, and once we get proof of publication, then we'll receive notice from the state that we're okay to move forward with payroll.
With payroll for 2019.
If we don't do this, it says you have to hold the payroll.
Haven't we had a payroll already?
Yeah, I know.
I'm signing your name. I'll sign upstairs. I'll sign upstairs with a better pen.
Okay.
We may not have anyone here at work. We didn't go on the... What is it? Federal's done?
I'm sorry?
I started to say the county didn't go on. No, I was trying to think. I lost track. What is the federal government had been for a while?
Well, they shut down?
Oh, shut down. Yeah. We didn't shut down.
No.
No, we didn't shut down.
No. We just keep plugging along. Did you guys notice that Miss Neely hasn't signed it yet?
Is she just attesting our signatures? Is that what it is?
No, I actually am responsible. So.
Well, then why haven't you signed it first? I'm not going to sign yet.
I was going to say, now wait a minute here.
Are you worried about me signing it?
Well, you normally won't sign until we sign.
I normally don't. That's why I didn't do it. It's out of normal practice.
We're going to let you sign it.
Okay. Hard to break those habits.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other two, like the treasurer and the auditor, after they checked it and everything approved it, then they signed it.
Yeah.
You know, anxious is good for all of us.
That's the epitome of trust with Verify right there.
You may need to. Okay, that's your own pencil.
I know you're teasing me. Oh, I think we got you.
Yeah, I'm going to get you. Do we keep one?
Yes. You want me to? I want to start to sign in your spot, Sheila.
I see you did.
Did you say it's like a kid's toy? That's exactly what this is. No, I was trying to get his attention over here.
Well, I saw something out of the corner of my eye. And I was just like, man, there's a bat or something in here.
It's one of them rednecks.
Rare rednecks.
Huh?
Well, you just need one.
Yeah.